Hey everybody, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection webcast, and I'm really excited that you're joining us. It's September 5th, 2018, and this is the time that I release a prophetic word every month and go through some details of what God's been saying and doing. And also, this is a special time because this month is the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. It's called the Days of Awe. And the Lord does a lot of talking. You know, He opens the heavens this time of year more than any other time. You're going to see some open heavens happening. So this is a real special prophetic word. It's a special webcast. And I'm really excited about it. DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me on social media. Facebook, Doug T. Excuse me, the Doug Addison. Instagram and Twitter is Doug T. Addison. And you can catch my Spirit Connection podcast and blog. I've been releasing prophetic words for a number of years, and you can find out about that. Three things that I want you to do if you go to my website. There's three things that'll really help you. One is the daily prophetic by email. Get it by email. That my daily prophetic word, hashtag daily prophetic. Get it delivered to your email box. That way you can work with it. God might be speaking to you, something like that. The second thing is the new free ebook, Four Keys That Will Change Your Life. So the third thing is download that ebook. And then there's a special offer that's going to come to you with some audios that I think are going to align you. We're going to sell them for cost. So just go check all that out when you get a chance. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this prophetic word, this special time right now. You told me, Lord, to announce the coming of something new, and it's a time where the alignment of seasons are now coming together. And so this is an exciting time. Wow, I feel it so strongly. And we're no longer under the Jewish law, but you do operate on the Jewish calendar and our calendar, the Gregorian. We just know, Lord, that you're doing something right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm excited to announce that this is a prophetic word for the coming new year that actually starts this month on that Jewish calendar. And I tell everybody this. I tell you, I don't celebrate any Jewish holidays. I'm quite Gentile, thank you. But I do make myself available during the times. And that's how I became a times and seasons prophetic person, because I started looking at these times of year and being prepared. And subtly, I started understanding way deeper stuff. So September, it's going to be an awesome time during the Days of Awe. Now, the Days of Awe is the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement. And this is a time that the Lord examines our lives for the purposes of promotion. And this is the year the Lord told me that this year is a special promotional time. It's a time of a 7-year promotion and repayments, what the Lord told me. And it's also a time just in general that, you know, that the Lord is going to be doing some things. Let me just explain how this works. This is a 10-day period that during September, actually the entire season of September. It doesn't have to be limited to any time, but during this time, the Lord's going to open up dreams, visions, revelation, heavenly encounters, angelic encounters. Things are going to start to happen. I'm already getting them. And each year at this time, at Rosh Hashanah, the Lord reviews your Psalm 139:16 book of life during Rosh Hashanah. And then at Yom Kippur, 10 days later, he seals your assignment for the coming year. And then it gets revealed to you a little bit later. But I tell you, I've already experienced it as a prophetic person, as a prophet. The Lord allowed me to experience these things early so we can tell you. Many of us prophetic people are experiencing it already so that we can help guide people through. The Lord said this is a special time of promotion, repayment, and a time of setting you up to get a breakthrough and to get set free. And it's also the reconciliation of 7 years, the past 7 years, are now being reconciled. The books of heaven are being reconciled. And Jeremiah 34, 14, every seventh year you must free a fellow Hebrew. Well, it's not just for that. The Lord showed me this. He said, look, I'm setting people free. And this is not like a seven-year period, like a jubilee or anything like that. This is something special, a special year, seven-year reconciliation and promotion that began at Rosh Hashanah 2011. That was 7 years ago. That was September 30th, 2011. So many of us for the past 7 years have been had a trying time. Maybe you didn't. I did. Most people I know did. And if you look back, see what happened during 2011. Doesn't have to be during September. Just look at the whole time of 2011. And the Lord may have, maybe you noticed something started, but then it stopped. It didn't get completed. Maybe the Lord gave you some promises or assignment started, but then it went away. Maybe you went through an attack or got sick or lost money or relationships, businesses, ministries, etc. I tell you, it's been a time that the Lord says it's now time for the divine turnaround. And so you can expect God to bring back some things from 2011 in the form of repayment, things that you, it won't be the exact things. In other words, in 2011, I was really, really ready to get a contract here in Hollywood for a reality show called The Tattoo Prophet. I was working with a couple of pretty big networks, and all of a sudden it went away. And I'm not saying it's going to come back exactly like that. In fact, it's going to come back even greater. So watch for this to come. I'm going to give you some instructions. And also, this is a time, those who have been, maybe felt like you've been a prisoner, I've been releasing prophetic words about the feeling of house arrest or spiritual house arrest. This is the time of the new level of freedom, new level of creativity. It's a breakthrough time. So here's what you got to do. Make a list of the things that maybe God promised you that started and stopped from 2011. Again, it doesn't have to be in September of 2011. Just go back and look at 2011. This is why it's good to write things down. But do the best you can. Ask the Lord to remind you. And then take a few minutes and begin to pray and ask the Lord to bring back the ones that need to. In fact, to increase those things. In just a few minutes, I'm going to go I'm going to open my heavenly journal from Rosh Hashanah 2011. I'm going to explain how this all came because I wasn't even expecting. I tell you, it just came out of nowhere last Sunday. I didn't even have the prophetic word written yet. And I get a lot of words, actually. I had plenty of things I could say, but I was waiting for the word from the Lord. And I waited. And then last Sunday, it came. And I experienced, the Lord opened up Rosh Hashanah 2011 to me. And I'm going to unpack this prophetic word in just a minute. But I want to first give you the rest of the word for this month. We are now being repaid, or there's a time, there's an opportunity for you to be repaid for the last 7 years. And the seven-year repayment's going to come sevenfold. Proverbs 6:31 says, yet if he is caught, that's the thief, if the thief is caught, he must pay sevenfold. Now there's one that says double. There's another, this one's the one that says seven. This is one the Lord brought me to, and he says that on certain cases with most people where, you know, there's been a great amount of injustices happening, there's been suffering, difficulties over the last 7 years, the Lord says, I'm now issuing a sevenfold repayment for many people. And if you have been had suffering, losses, setbacks, simply create a list. Listen, here's how you do it. Create a list of these things. Sit down and think about it over the next couple of weeks. I'd recommend doing it right away. Get your case filed. It doesn't matter if it was your fault or not. It does not matter. Some people think, well, I can't get repaid. That was my own fault. I did something dumb. Or, you know, I fell away. I did, you know, it doesn't matter. God knows. Just bring it under the blood of Jesus. There is a powerful season of repayment. There's justice, but it's not automatic. And you'll need to file your claim in prayer. So the thing you'll need to do is make a list of your losses. First, go back to 2011, Make a list of the things that started but didn't happen. Then go back and make a list of your losses that you can file a claim to the Lord in prayer during the month of September. It's not automatic. You're going to need to do it. So here's what's coming also. This is part of the prophetic word for September. God's going to go back 7 years. He's going to do things from 2011. You're going to start seeing it now. He's going to repay seven times, and he's also going to do something very powerful over the next 7 months. And this Rosh Hashanah actually ends 9/11, and it ends on sunset. It starts on Sunday, 9/9, I think it is, and September 9th, and it starts at sundown. It goes to sunset on 9/11. Now, that's a significant time. 9/11 was September 11th when there was a tragedy hit back in 2001. The Lord's redeeming this right now. I tell you, it's no coincidence that Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, ends on 9/11 this year. So the Lord spoke to me that from the next 7 months, from 9/11, you can even just take it from September. For the next 7 months between September 2018 and April 2019, there's going to be a huge time of revelation and realignment. Deep, deep revelation's going to come. In fact, during this time, the Lord told me, Matthew 13:35, level of revelation. Let me read this to you. This was about Jesus. Now, in Matthew 13, he was speaking in parables, and he was trying to explain it to the disciples. And he explained the fact that, you know, that parables were actually like dreams and visions, and parables is like the night language or the day language even of God. Parables can come, you can turn on the radio and God can speak through a song, or turn on the TV and he could speak through movies or commercials. Right now, Matthew 13:35 is going to happen over the next 7 months. I will open my mouth in parables and I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. This is a special time that God's going to speak through dreams and visions, parable experiences, all kinds of fun things are going to start to happen. It's going to be hidden. And so these mysteries that have been hidden since the creation of the time are going to be revealed. And the world, I tell you, the world needs this right now. We need this new revelation to set you up for the coming and the blessings that are needed for 2019 and beyond. So since the enemy has come in like a flood, that's actually Isaiah 59:19. It says that, when Satan comes in like a flood, when the enemy comes in like the flood, then the Lord will lift up his standard. And that's why he's releasing this type of deeper revelation of the next 7 months. So watch for now through April. Don't get legalistic about it. You know, it had to be on a certain day, it has to be a certain time. Just open yourself to receive this. Now, the Lord spoke this prophetic word to me. He said, stand firm. Tell my people to stand firm and watch your deliverance come. We're going to see the parting of the Red Sea. We're going to see the release from prison like Peter in Acts. You see Peter released miraculously from the prison cell. We're going to see 24-hour turnarounds. Exodus 14:13 is what the Lord said. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. Stand firm, the Lord says, over the next 7 months. Watch these things open before you. Things that have been previously shut are now going to open. So it will be important to not be afraid. Stand firm against the attacks of the enemy. Believe and trust the Lord is showing you what he's showing you. And don't be discouraged at the storms that are happening literally in some parts of the world. Don't be discouraged by this. Stay with it. The Lord is planning your deliverance, and it's going to take a greater shape over the next 7 months. And guess what? It's going to be sevenfold blessing for many people. And I'm just saying, this is a real shift. I've never released a word like this, I don't think. I've never had one of these on Rosh Hashanah. I don't think I've had anything so clear and that happened. So here's how it happened. I always like to unpack this, is that I'm going to take you now back to my heavenly journal from Rosh Hashanah 2011, just last weekend on last Sunday. The Lord took me back in an encounter. I have a daily encounter with the Lord. Sometimes I'm battling for things. Other times I'm just hanging with the Lord. Well, I'm always working, believe me. I have to work. There's no free ride. But just last Sunday, I was pressing in. I was saying, you know, I need the word. I had forgotten I was praying about that. And then I got into this encounter with the Lord, and he took me back in my journal. It actually opened automatically. I was shocked. It opened right to Rosh Hashanah 2011 and on September 30th. And so he showed me that about the 7 years ago, and he he's revealing the things that I just told you about. And I'm going to be releasing this prophetic word out on the internet. Watch for it to come out this Friday and beyond. And so now I want to read from my heavenly journal my encounter 7 years ago, because it's way different than what I'm doing right now. And whenever I do this, you know, whenever we talk about miracles, they start to happen. Whenever we talk about healings, they start to happen. You talk about angels, they show up. Well, guess what? I'm going to talk about heavenly encounters and the goodness of the Lord. And it's going to open something over you. Now, 7 years ago, now I'm living in Los Angeles, you know, but 7 years ago, I was living in Santa Maria, California, which is about 2 hours north of where we are. It's just a little bit north of Santa Barbara. And our office is still there. And we're based out of Santa Maria, but I live in Los Angeles. We're based with our team around the world virtually. But back then, we were at our base, and I was going through such a discouraging time, I tell you. I went through so much, you know, that I needed something from the Lord. And during that time, by the way, I was having angelic encounters, unlike what I have today. I don't have any angelic encounters compared to when I lived in Santa Maria. I had to rename my house Casa de Angelis, House of the Angels, because it was so many encounters. And it was a powerful, powerful time. But at the same time, like today, I'm having heavenly encounters. You know, I still have angels and stuff, but nothing like, I tell you, it's the most open heaven and biggest portal for angels I've ever seen. That's why we have our office there still. But I was going through a difficult time. This back in 2011, I was going through such a hard time that the Lord basically gave me an encouraging love letter. Now, note this, that as a prophet, I often live things out. And so when I read this from what the Lord said to me, it's for you too. And so from my heavenly journal from September 30th, 2011, let me read this. And I knew it was from sundown to sundown, so it was the last day of Rosh Hashanah. And I hadn't had a visitation, I hadn't had anything. And I was sitting there, I said, Lord, would you speak to me? Then the anointing is so strong that as I sat down to write on the last day of Rosh Hashanah at sunset, this was the visitation from the Lord. The Lord spoke to me. He says, I didn't see him, of course, but he just spoke to me. And I came into this encounter with him. And he says, Doug, I'm about to defend you. Now, remember, this is for you too. Receive this. I'm about to defend you. And I have been looking at the praise reports that people have been giving. There's some things behind the scenes that you don't know about. That for the last 10 years, there has been some things that you have done that has outweighed the accusation of the enemy against you. And this day, the Lord says, I'm releasing you from the attack of Satan, and that you're going to see an immediate turnaround in your life and your ministry. Your cries have been heard, and angels are being dispatched this week to give you a new strategy. The Lord said, a scroll and a staff of authority are coming to you. He told me in a week. And I'm not only going to defend you, but I'm also going to exonerate you before men. And you've done a good job. He went on to say this. It was like a love letter to the Lord. And this is for you too. If you've gone through a rough time, and the Lord says that you've learned to love, and you need to teach other people to learn to love. You've learned to bless your enemies, and therefore I'm going to bless you. The Lord said, you're going to walk through a time of peace where things are now going to level out beneath you, because definitely I was on a roller coaster. But you must, as the Lord says, you must trust the season and you must plan. And he told me, he gave me some more instructions, which I'm not going to really read it all, but basically the prophetic word ended as the sun went down, Rosh Hashanah, September 30th, 2011. That was the Lord speaking to my spirit. It wasn't, like an audible voice. It was like you hear the Lord, like I hear the Lord. But it was powerful. The anointing was there. So let me just recap and tell you what really happened. That, just to recap these things, he said, I'm going to see it happen in a week. And that was going to walk through a time of peace. In fact, I want to just tell you, it was totally opposite. Nothing happened in a week. I did not walk through the time of peace. In fact, I started having tragedies, deaths in my family. I walked through a time, it was a very painful time. And I asked the Lord to give me a sign when I was coming out of this encounter, because he did say I would receive a scroll and a staff of authority in a week. Well, it didn't come in a week. It came in 16 days. And I had an encounter 16 days later. And I had to rank it. And in fact, I didn't even know that what my top five encounters were until I had this encounter. Then I list out all my encounters back then. Now I've had even greater. But I received a scroll, I did not receive the scroll, but I received a staff or a scepter of authority on the 16th. Now, I was going through the difficult time. The important takeaway from this, listen to me. God is outside of our time and our understanding and our timing. And he may speak a word that's in the present language. And though it has not taken place in the exact time frame, you still need to hang on to it. Now, some words are void because some people said no. So you'll have to figure that part out. But I'm just giving you this insight. As there are many things that can delay a prophetic word from coming. So as I look back, that I really wasn't ready for it 7 years ago. I had just been promoted in 2010 to the office of prophet. Now, people were praying against me, blocking me from speaking in many of the churches I helped start. They didn't like my message of love. I tell you, it was a rough, rough time. And I, like I said, I was promoted right around Yom Kippur of 2010 while I was living in Santa Maria. Very powerful encounter the year before. And I started to operate in the office of a prophet, even though I had been prophetic in the prophetic ministry for years. But I began to operate. There was lots of confirmation the year before, lots of encounters. All that started happening. A year later, I'm having this word walking through a difficult time. And so, listen, the Lord wants you to understand this. Isaiah 46:10, he declares the end from the beginning, from ancient times, those things that have not yet done, that he has not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand and I will do my pleasure. I tell you, God does this. He gives you the end from the beginning. That's the prophetic. He told me everything as if it's happening next week, even though it didn't happen next week. Part of it happened 16 days later, but a lot of it didn't happen. But he does this to test your heart. He does this to put you into a place to put a demand on faith. And the Lord uses the prophetic to show you the end result from the beginning. He declares the end at the beginning, but you must go in and contend for it. So right away, I knew this. I asked the Lord for a confirming sign back in 2011. That was September 30th. Then 16 days later, I'll read this through my heavenly journal. I didn't even put these things together until Monday. I had no idea that this was the staff of authority that the Lord said he was going to give me. 16 days later, October 16, 2011, I was sitting in a church listening to the speaker speak. I was at a Sunday morning service, and the Lord had told me, I'd spoken at the conference earlier, the Lord had told me to stay there on Sunday because he was about to do something. And as I was worshiping, the presence of the Lord came into this church. There was fire in front of me. I felt the presence of a very strong and powerful angel, though I couldn't see anything. I might have if I opened my eyes. I didn't want to, but I held out my hands, worshiping the Lord, and an angel put his thumbs in my hand, my palms. If you've been around me live, I sometimes do that impartation for years, thumbs in the palms. The Lord gave me that anointing a long time ago. But this angel was doing it to me. He put his thumbs in my palms, and there's a fire of the Lord. Suddenly, as the angel did that, the video screen, that's all I can say, it was like watching a video monitor suddenly opened, and I could see real time into heaven. And I was seeing a ceremony where my mom, who had passed away and gone to heaven in 1999, which, by the way, was 12 years before that, she was now receiving her crown of glory, her crown of glory. And it was the most awesome thing I've ever seen. My mom, she looked like Esther. And it was like the only thing I could describe, actually, is she had this long, beautiful white robe. And it was three-dimensional thing on her head, lights swirling, and it was her crown of glory. And the angels were there standing around her, and they put the staff or the scepter in her hand. Now, two things about my mom. I got my sense of humor. She was a jokester. And that's why, just even right now, I just got punked by an angel to say those words that I just said about the clown of glory. But my mom, she was a jokester. And two things I got from my mom was my sense of humor, and the other was my prophetic and evangelistic gift. That's three things I know, but I was never good at math. But listen, my mom could never drive a stick ship. I'm thinking, is that you, Mom? You know, it might not be Mom. I wasn't sure because I'm still in this service worshiping. Angel had his hands in my, in my palms. And so I noticed that my mom was taking the scepter and going like this all over the place. And every time she would point it in anywhere it went, that area of heaven would light up. And it was like, wow, it was like all kinds of things. So this was a staff of authority. And the angels are trying to stop her, because all kinds of stuff is happening. Not bad, it was a destruction, but it was like really disrupting. I knew at that moment, hey, that's Mom. She could never drive a stick shift, And so I was laughing, watching this, saying, this has got to be Mom. And now the angels grab her hand and they have her move it forward towards the throne that was off in the distance. And as she would point it to the throne, then things would light up and heaven would light up and angels would respond with sounds and songs and provision. And the angel standing next to her had to show her, take the scroll, the staff and the scepter, it was called the scepter, and take it, and grabbed her hand, point it towards the throne of God, and then it would release whatever she was praying for, and there would be things sent from heaven, provision, prayers. All of a sudden, these things started to come into line as she says, I'm watching this happen. And now, this was a spiritual encounter, right? But yet, I could feel it, literally. I could feel as if it was real. The presence of God was so thick and awesome, and I'm watching this. And I was burning with love and authority. Suddenly, my mom yells, as they gave her the staff, she's now using it. My mom yells, give it to Doug. I was the youngest, which, I was the baby that got everything, and was accused of by my brothers and sisters of being jealous. I got sold into slavery. No, I'm just kidding. But I suffered for being the youngest and having the great favor. My mom yells, give it to Doug. And suddenly, the angel that has his thumbs in my palms puts the staff of authority into my hands. And I tell you, I felt the fire. Even today, I can feel the fire from it. And even though it was spiritual, I can still feel this. The spiritual realm right now literally is lighting up. I want to tell you, the spiritual realm is more real than our physical realm. And people don't understand this part. And so it began to burn with the power. And at once, actually, what happened is I came to reality, and once the scroll went in my hand, this minister, it was like a Pentecostal church, was going, he was taking water and throwing it on the crowd, and the anointing was happening. People were getting healed and stuff. And I didn't know that, and I'm in this encounter. Suddenly, I lean forward. The angel or something pulls me forward right when he's throwing the water, and I get splattered in the face with water. I came out of the encounter. I got anointed from the water. From that, it was a powerful time. This guy had an anointing to do that, to pray over things and release it. And I wasn't ready for it. And I fell down in the spirit. And I tell you, it was a powerful, powerful time. Now, that happened in October 16th, 2011, just 16 days after the Lord said those words, "I'm going to give you a scroll and a staff." And I received it. And, when I got back home, I had to be driven home, actually. And we drove, my wife Linda had to drive me home. I was drunk in the spirit for weeks. But when I walked in the house, there's the third thing I inherited. I told you there was three things I got from my mom. One was a sense of humor. The second was my prophetic and evangelistic gift. The third was her Bible when she passed away. And it was the Bible that she used. My mom was an amazing evangelist. She used this Bible. She died way before her time. And so there's the Bible. When we get back home in Santa Maria, the Bible's laying open on the chair to Esther 5. And I tell you, I did not open that. Esther 5 is where she goes before the king and says, "If only the king would lean his scepter towards me, I would have favor." Wow. 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 That was my confirmation that the word I got in 2011 at Rosh Hashanah was going to come about. But I tell you, I never got the scroll. I never really truly entered into the season of peace. I went through the opposite. But I did have the staff of authority. And I've been had to be very careful on who I point this to. Now, I journal 365 days a year. I have a photographic memory when it comes to words of the Lord, dreams, visions. I can remember everything in detail. So I know if I've had a scroll, I pretty much know every scroll, which is a book of heaven. I know if there's been a book that's been given to me and that I haven't received, or I track everything. Just last Sunday, I'm having this encounter with the Lord on September 2nd. The Lord said, "I'm going to give you the scroll." I remember I woke up Sunday morning and I heard in the spirit, first thing I heard, like 4 a.m., I heard, "I'm going to give you a key today and it's going to set you free." So I thought, "Oh, that's cool." Well, I had to go get up and journal and get myself, I had to get myself ready. I take communion and do some things. And then suddenly, I'm taken into heaven in this encounter last Sunday. The Lord takes me back 7 years ago to these two experiences. And scrolls in heavens are basically the same as books. And there was a scroll unopened sitting on this, like this podium, this lectern or this altar, what it looked like, a golden altar with a golden and silver scroll, and it had a silver lock on it. The Lord handed me this key. It was a tiny little key, about that big. He handed me this key. And then I was invited to go up and put the key in the lock, and it opened the scroll. And I didn't even understand until the next day. This was the scroll he had promised me on Rosh Hashanah 7 years ago. But I had to walk through 7 years of preparation, 7 years of testing. 7 years I had to walk through. It's now being open. Now, what's that mean for you? Well, quite often these prophetic words I'm releasing to you, I live them out, and so you can receive them. Or maybe something similar is happening to you, and these promises are happening right now. I want to tell you, God is outside of time. And so this prophetic word that I just told you how I got it. And I'm going to now take you into a time where these things are going to open over you. Whatever level you need is going to open over you. God shows us the end from the beginning. I know my first angelic encounter back in 1991, I wasn't ready for it. And the angels told me some things about my mom, said, "Your mom is dead." And told me that in 91. She wasn't dead. And he said he gave me a word, you know, for my stepfather who wasn't even a Christian. He gave me this word. This angel's given me this word. He says, your mother's dead, and you need to tell your stepdad, Ray, to stay in the church because he's going to meet and marry a godly woman. And when you see these things happen, it's going to be a sign to you. Well, it was weird. My mom wasn't sick. My stepdad wasn't going to church. He wasn't a Christian. How? In other words, God's outside of time. But guess what happened? My mom did get sick. And during the process, my stepdad, Ray, who's been my father since I was five, my stepdad gave his life to the Lord. And then, sure enough, after my mom died, I gave him that word, stay in the church, the Lord says, and you're going to marry a godly woman. And he did. And these things are now happening. The end time marriages, those things are now happening. What I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't understand that. I tell you, I almost threw that file folder away how many years ago. The Lord told me to hold on to it. I had to hold on to it for a long time ago, a long time. Because the things were spoken outside of time, I didn't understand them. But right now, I want to release this over you. The Lord says Micah 2:13 is happening right now. The one who breaks open the way will go before them. They will break through the gate and go out, and the king will pass through before them, the Lord, their head. Right now, the Lord is going ahead of you. He's breaking open the gate. What I experienced last weekend, that broke the gate open. That was 7 years of resistance, I tell you. 7 years of amazing things, 7 years of difficult things. Probably the level of the high things was the level of the low things as well. Maybe that's what you got through. Starting in September, God is going to go outside of your understanding. He's going to show you all things are possible. And you're going to watch now for your breakthrough. Watch for an accelerated time. Now, I'm going to activate this over you. And there's three things I want to activate, first of all. And that's a prayer that I'm going to do right now. I'm going to activate that your book will be opened. Psalm 139:16, you saw my unformed body and all the days of my life were ordained before me were written in your book or your scroll before one of them came to be. Lord, open the book now over each of us, our book of life that you open, reveal it to us. I activate that right now. Whether you know it or not, it's happening. Now, I want to activate your 7 year, the things that repayment from 7 years ago, Jeremiah 34:14, every seventh year, each of you must free anyone who is held in slavery, either to the enemy, in slavery, to debt, I don't care what you've been enslaved to. I speak right now, this word of the Lord to release you from 7 years of captivity, 7 years where the enemy has run over you. And I release now the sevenfold repayment and blessing. If the thief is caught, he must repay sevenfold. And this third thing, Micah 2:13, the breakthrough anointing, the one who breaks open the way will go before them. And they will break through the gate and go out, and the king will pass before them, the Lord, as their head. Lord, we thank you that you're now breaking the gate and you're aligning things together. He's going as your head. That means that there's new alignment. There's new assignments coming. So, Lord, bring it. Bring it now in Jesus' name. Hooey. Amen. Well, it's been a powerful one, huh? Wow. I'm going to release this prophetic word in writing. It's going to come out on Friday, and I want to get it out to the world, but it doesn't have the power this does. This is what I do every month, is I release the prophetic word, you know, on the internet, but on the webcast, I actually give you the insight and you receive the impartation. That's why I encourage people to follow it. DougAddison.com is my website, and you can go download my new free ebook, Four Keys That Change Your Life. I really, really want you to download this if you haven't already. Or if you have downloaded it, read it. It's a message the Lord gave me for this season right now. And also, he gave me something, 3 audio messages to offer at cost so that you will get this offer. I think $4.99 for the 3 of them. That there's 3 messages that will help align you with this season. Grab hold of those at my website, DougAddison.com or DougAddison.com/4keys. Either one will get you there. And also, because this is a time where God is speaking through dreams and visions, we're doing a special online workshop called Dreams and Angelic Encounters, Understanding the Language of Heaven. It's September 22nd, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. And it is, we do a charge, but I tell you, it's most of our stuff is free. We have to do this. It helps us to do what we do, but we have to put a value on it too. Is we get so much from these online workshops that I do a few, several times a year actually, and this one is going to be so important because it lines up with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we talk about. I haven't done a dream interpretation online training in a long time. It's been a couple years, but the Lord said that I need to do this. It's going to open some things up. And also, we're going to do an early bird. We've changed it. Usually, we offer a $32 special. It's normally $37. We offer $32 during Spirit Connection, but we've actually changed it. It's going to happen till midnight Thursday, September 6th. You can get, for the next 24 hours, you can get the $32 price. And if you register for the event online, by tomorrow night, you can actually get the chance to submit a dream that we're going to choose 5 dreams. I can't guarantee anything, but we're only going to choose it out of the people who registered early because we have so many people. We have thousands of dreams coming at us. But if you register right now, go to DougAddison.com and you'll see the webinar or the online training there, Dreams and Angelic Encounters. You'll see that, or click on the link we have below saying we're gonna select about 5 or so dreams. No guarantees, but we'll do that the best we can. I'm going to be speaking at a live conference. I just got radically healed. I haven't been able to travel. That's why most people don't even know I don't travel, because the Lord's blessed us on the internet. But I'm going to be traveling and speaking at a live conference this weekend in Vacaville, California, at The Mission, it's with Sean Smith. He's a good friend of mine. Matt Gonzalez, great guy. I know Matt as well. And it's going to be Thursday night, tomorrow night, all the way through Saturday night. And it's going to be on, this is on prophetic evangelism and prophetic outreach and strategies. Don't think this is, don't not come during this time. This is a preparation. I know Sean Smith carries an anointing, and out of all the people, there was only a few that wrote books on prophetic evangelism years ago. He was one of the forerunners along with me. He gave me a prophetic word. This guy's powerfully prophetic. He gave Linda and I a prophetic word when we were down and out, and I hadn't been healed of Huntington's yet, and we had left ministry back in 2001 and went to a Sean Smith meeting, and he really encouraged us. Matt Gonzalez carries an anointing as well for people. You're going to want to come to this or catch it live stream. So you can go to DougAddison.com /events, and that's this weekend. In fact, I'm going to leave tomorrow. We're going to pack up and leave and go there, my wife and I, and it's going to be a great time. Consider partnering with us with Enlight Connection, and you can give. DougAddison.com/give or text the word love, L-O-V-E, to 45888, 45888 on your mobile device, or become a monthly partner. That's people who give every month. And here's what you get. I'm so serious. You can join our online mentoring. It's the only online mentoring I'm doing outside of Hearing the Voice of God 365 Online Activation School. I do that one, but I also do this. Is if you donate on a regular basis, become a partner, I send you a monthly mentoring video that gives some inside stuff. You also get to be part of our online private website with videos, resources, and things, and part of our private Facebook group with our IC partner and coaches. Our partner coach, we've got a few of them, but we have several people who pray for you. I'm in there as well in the Facebook group. And also you get on my daily prayer list. And I almost pulled it out. In fact, I have it right here. And this is the list of the partners and our students. And I pray every day over these when I go into the court of heaven. and you could be part of that as well. And so also, we're looking for an online marketing manager with Enlight Connection. Just go to DougAddison.com/jobs and check that out. Okay, we've got Pam in the chat room, and I'm shifting over. We're going to do a few minutes of a live Q&A, and hey, we have some. And now Pam is just translating those over into my language so I can read them, and she's posted them graciously in a chat window for me right now if you see me struggling. All right. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. Sandy actually asked this question. Why is it when we get a great word from God, then all hell breaks loose? It seems to happen, even though when I have great faith. Well, it's actually biblical. Any time that you get a good word, it's biblical. When Samuel went and anointed David to be king, all hell broke loose. When Saul in Acts 9 had the encounter and he saw Jesus and Jesus speaks to him and calls him into the ministry, it'll run away. All hell broke loose. Even Jesus in the wilderness after the dove came upon him and he got his calling, you know, this was his time that he was going into the ministry after John the Baptist had baptized him. All hell broke loose. He ends up in the wilderness with Satan. So it is biblical. What you want to do, though, is learn to go with the flow. Learn the lessons the Lord's trying to teach you. Don't back down, but at the same time, don't do anything crazy. And so it's a biblical thing. And the way you can shorten these times is deal with the things that you're getting attacked with. If you're getting attacked in a certain area, that's because you have something in common. Maybe you or your generational line might have that in you and that you need to deal with. And the more that you do it, then you can come to the place when Jesus did, right after Satan left him from that wilderness time. He said, oh, he's coming back, but he's found nothing in me. So that we can come to a time where the attacks are way, way less. Here's a question from Zito. My mother-in-law got dementia 7 years ago, first of all. Very sorry to hear that. It's horrible when we have family members who are suffering like this. So what's the best way to pray for repayment for that? Well, make the list. First of all, I want to pray for her healing. Lord, we pray for all those who have suffering in the mind, suffering in any way right now. 7 years ago, isn't it interesting that this word's just coming out and Zito's mother-in-law happened to get dementia 7 years ago. So all you need to do is begin to pray each day. Just focus each day on getting that, her mind, restored or getting repaid in other ways. Maybe family members getting saved. Maybe financial repayment. You know, repayment doesn't have to be money or anything. I pray for souls. I pray for, you know, I pray for favor. I pray for finances. It doesn't have to be her necessarily. It can be your entire family. So begin to ask the Lord to give you a prayer strategy for this repayment and begin to ask her for her repayment in her family, that salvation would come, that healing would come. Even though she has dementia, she could walk with an anointing. I tell you, she could walk with an anointing of healing for other people. So begin to pray that way as well. Here's another one from C-Mac. My 5-year-old daughter has been under attack in her body for months. Sorry to hear that. And we keep praying, and she is praying too. What else can we do? Well, I have some blogs and even a podcast out there on how to get a healing or breakthrough strategy. And I do this. I find healing verses from the Bible, things about healing, and I take communion every day. And during times of warfare, I take it 3 times a day if I have to. Right now, I'm back to 1. I get these things just because they're easy and I can travel with them. And I put it on my Bible so I won't forget. It's not messy. And so I take communion. I find some verses for healing. And I begin to speak these things. My wife and I were talking about this today. We took a walk and we were talking about, you know, prayer and faith. And, you know, people say, oh, you just need to get faith and sometimes it sounds weird, but you need to just come into a place where the sickness is not reality. And so once you start ministering into your spirit, see, the spirit is stronger than your body or your soul. So once you start, this is how I got my healing. I started taking verses, decreeing healing verses. I declared, decree the healing of my body, you know, and I have the verses that he healed all of our sicknesses and our diseases. I took communion, focused every day. Did you know that you continue to do that and you continue to confess with your mouth that word of your testimony, your spirit will strengthen. And when your spirit strengthens, everything, your body, your soul, your mind will soon come along. And I was realizing this is how I got healed. So one of the ways is I started to strengthen my spirit through communion, through declaring, decreeing verses. And I began to change my language. I was doing all these things because it was strengthening my spirit, even though I didn't feel like it. But eventually, everything had to come into line with your spirit, which is the same as the spirit of the Lord in you. But your mind is going to try, your body is going to try to think you, make you think those things. The only reality is the Word of God. And so what you'll want to do is get some healing verses. I've already been releasing these. All the you can just do some, you can do some internet searches on my name and the healing strategy or healing verses. You can find, I tell you, I've got a bunch of them out there. But I want you to begin to speak these verses and take communion every day and see if God doesn't open the heavens over her. This is a season right now. I tell you, I've seen some amazing things in the Lord, but this season that we're in right now is really, really amazing. Here's another question from Stephanie. Every breakthrough I have is somehow stolen because it's always totally out of my control, and I get so angry at God. I'm so angry at God right now. Is this going to happen all my life? Listen, first of all, don't get angry at God, because that's what the devil wants. He's been setting you up, Stephanie and others. He set you up. He hits you. The devil hits you. So then he gets you to get upset at the Lord, he's your one that's going to free you. And then he gets this on you. He gets some dirt on you and gets you angry. And they get you in everything except the fruit of the Spirit. I tell you, the first thing to do is let go of your anger of the Lord. And come to the Lord and come to him in all humility and ask forgiveness, first of all, for that. And then if you're getting breakthroughs, you know, if you're getting your financial things stolen, things like that, there's an open door in either your generational line or in your own stuff that needs to be closed. That's all. That's why Jesus said Satan is coming back, but he's found nothing in me. That has to be also generationally. And so I would encourage you to get a breakthrough in this. Now, I did an online training. If you weren't part of it, you can actually get the replay. And I forgot the name of it all of a sudden. Maybe they can type it in for me, the one about healing that we did. And anyway, they'll type it in for me, I'm sure. But it's on my website, and you can get the replay. The Lord told me to put the replay up there for people. We did this online training a couple years ago, and it's actually last year, right after I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity, acute case, and Lyme disease. I was in 4 years of chronic illness, and I tell you, you can get healed. But the first thing I had to do was lay down my anger towards the Lord, because Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself. The first thing he said to love was God. And so you had to lay down that anger towards God, lay down anything towards other people and towards yourself. When I did that 2 years ago, and even just last year, I got a radical healing. And I want to encourage you, and if my team can text me the name of that. I forgot the name of it. All of a sudden, I didn't write it down. I do a lot of training. But I want to talk about it because it's so important that understanding your time to heal or something like that. And so You can go look at it on my website in the store and DougAddison.com. I want to encourage you to do that. So, waiting for my team to text me. Nope, I guess not. Okay. Here's one from Kayla. I'm certain God is moving me to a different specialty in my job, and I'm praying and for and fasting, but I cannot find a job that is good. What do I do? Well, a time to heal. Thank you. Here it comes. Thank you very much. I think it's understanding your time to heal or something like that. It's the time to heal. That's the webinar, that the replay that you can get. And I walk through how I moved into perfect love. Now, all right, back to Kayla. About moving into a job and a different specialty. Well, if it hasn't opened yet, you know, one thing that I found myself anyway, praying and fasting is great, but praying the season we're in right now, I tell you, the most powerful thing, and I'm an avid faster, but the most powerful thing I've been seeing is getting some Bible verses, decreeing and taking communion, praying, and then maybe fasting as well. But, you know, I'm seeing that decreeing, taking communion, and doing some decrees of the verses that you need is opening the heavens. And so the Lord will open it up for you if you just begin to ask for the Spirit of Truth to be revealed to you. There's some different things that you can do. I've got some podcasts out there actually on this. Here's one from Kiki. Do you ever have a dream from God, but the enemy attacks you? A dark dream right after. Yes, all the time. Sometimes at the same night. Don't be discouraged. It's something that you walk through. I walk through seasons where and we can go through this, that the depth of your valley talks about the mountain you're called to. And once you walk through the valley of the shadow of death or the valley of tears, you walk through that. That's what we've been in for the last 7 years. Many people will see something very new. Here's one from Stacy. What exactly are books of heaven? Are they physical thing in heaven? Well, everything's spiritual in heaven. And I read the verse in Psalm 139:16. Look that up. That's what it is. You'll see books and scrolls are the same type of things. It's not actually a physical book. It's a spiritual book. Because we'll see John in Revelation or Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3 says, here, take this and eat it. And he ate it. So we know he's not eating a book. It was symbolic for something that the Lord was doing. And so I want to just activate this right now. Lord, we pray for all those things we've been talking about. We've been talking about the deep things of God because this is the deep season of the Lord. This is a time in which the Lord wants to bless you beyond what you can understand with your mind. And your mind does not matter what happens with your mind because the Lord is spirit. And so, Father, I pray right now that you would open up these books. I pray, Lord, that you would open up the book of life over each of us. I pray that you would open up revelation. Open up dreams and visions, supernatural encounters. I pray right now that you would open these things up. Whether you know them in your mind or not, whether you remember them or not, the Lord still does these things this time of year. So, Father, I pray that these things would come on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Now, listen, this is important to understand because things happen in heaven before they get to earth. Jesus even said that. He says, when you pray, he said, pray on earth as it is in heaven. So that we need to actually bring those things to earth. And sometimes it takes time. It takes testing. And the Lord shows you the end from the beginning. So stay by faith. Begin to decree some words. Just get into courage. What I want to really tell you is the worst thing that you could do is go into isolation when you're having a bad time. First of all, Ecclesiastes 4:16, I think it might be 18, says that one can be overpowered. Do you want to be overpowered? Then stay in isolation. two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So you'll want to come into agreement with other people right now. Lord, I release this right now, this prophetic word, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be sure to sign up for our online workshop that's coming this month and on dreams, and you'll get the discount up until tomorrow night, I think it is. And anyway, be sure to share this word with other people, and just be encouraged right now as the Lord says, all right, God bless you. I'll see you soon.